This is Reverend Bookburn going on any second. Tapers, relay broadcasters, the Reverend is in, is about to begin. Okay, are we ready? Alright, any second. I don't even know what that is in the background. Okay, we're on the air. So let's begin. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight, the theme is Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. Yes, the Lord is in the house, is in the studio, and the Lord, who is present right now, has agreed to escort Reverend Bookburn tonight on this show back through time. We're going to go back to the Christian Crusades, the conquest of Latin America, the Caribbean, the native lands here, Africa, and most of the world. We're going to go to their torture centers. We're going to go back to the head of the Catholic Church when they banned marriage for priests, and look how that turned out. We're also going to go back to the Sacco and Vanzetti trial, back to the times of Emma Goldman. We're going to see the late former director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, in drag, and a whole lot more. And I know the Lord is with us in the studio right now, but we still haven't resolved our negotiations for the Reverend to see the Beatles live, so we'll see how that turns out. But we are going to go back in time and also play our sets of tunes. So, without further ado, let's go back in time ourselves to the 70s with the Ramones lamenting the tragic death of rock and roll radio. Lord, make this machine work. Is this playing?
This is rock and roll radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me in your drive. There is the bell with us. The rhythm doesn't insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a visible mind flip,
you're into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You spaced out on sensation.
Sally caused those hypers in the cabin. Staten Island disappeared at noon. And they say the Midwest is in great distress, and NASA blew up the moon. The ozone layer has no ozone anymore, and you're gonna leave me for the guy next door. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. They arrested the mayor for an illegal favor, sold the Empire State to Japan. And Oliver North married William C. Cord and gave birth to a little Tehran. And the Ayatollah aboard a nuclear warship. If he dies, he wants to go out in style. And there's nothing to eat that don't carry the stink of some human waste dumped in the Nile. Well, one thing is certainly true. No one here knows what to do. And I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. Thank you. said there were 400 dead in some small town in Arkansas. Some whacked out trucker drove into a nuclear reactor, killed everybody he saw. Now he's on Morton Downey, and he's glowing and shiny. Doctors say this is a medical advance. They say the bad makes the good, and there's something to be learned in every human experience. Well, I know one thing that really is true. This here's a zoo, and the keeper ain't you, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. They ordained the Trumps, and then he got the mumps. He died being treated at Mount Sinai. And my best friend Bill died from a poisoned pill. Some wire doctor prescribed for stress. My arms and legs are shrunk, the food all has lumps. They discovered some animal no one's ever seen. He was an inside trader eating a rubber tire after running over Rudy Giuliani. They say the president's dead, no one can find his head. He's been missing now for weeks, but no one noticed it. He had seemed so fit. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. I'm so sick of you. Bye, bye, bye.
In the 1990s, it increased further. The military aid and training is going to go up again because it hasn't been yet successful, hasn't been completely successful. In the 1990s, Colombia moved to first rank among the terrorist states of Latin America. There were two reasons for that. One is that its own atrocities against its own population were, in fact, increasing. But the other reason is kind of like Turkey. The terrorist activities in the other countries had more or less succeeded, and therefore they were able to decline. In the 1980s, a couple hundred thousand people were massacred in Central America. There were probably millions of refugees and vast destruction, huge atrocities, all organized and directed and armed and by the United States. And it more or less worked. So the place is now quieter, kind of like southeastern Turkey, although there's a residue. The Jesuits in El Salvador, the surviving ones, many of them were murdered. But the ones who survived had a conference a couple of years ago in which they described what they reviewed the situation of the last 10 or 20 years of atrocities, and pointed out that what remains is what they called a culture of terror, in which people's aspirations are domesticated with regard to alternatives different from those of the powerful. In other words, you lose hope. You know, you get murdered and tortured and beaten enough, you essentially give up, and your aspirations are domesticated. Here, that's called peace, democracy, human rights, demonstration of our nobility, and so on and so forth. In Colombia, we haven't reached that happy stage yet, so it's necessary to move on with the punishment, to escalate the punishment until we can succeed in achieving a culture of terror in which aspirations are domesticated. Nobody should have any problems thinking of domestic analogs right here, incidentally.
Get what you deserve. There's good. stuck here in this nursing home. I've lost all usefulness. I want to die. I gave them all the best years of my life. Now you passed away. Now I've got no life. Kill me.
You heard Dirty Rotten Imbeciles doing Snap, God is Broke, Karma, Nursing Home Blues, and Reaganomics. Before DRI, you heard Crass doing Where Next, Columbus, The Farts did Injustice, Noam Chomsky did Pacification, Lou Reed did Sick of You, Rocky Horror Soundtrack, you heard The Time Warp, and started off with the Ramones doing Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org. And also the 2006 shows repeat broadcasted 24/7 for free at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. East Coast Time, USA, that is. Although for the next 2 weeks, there will be no show. So October 8th and October 15th, no, the Reverend is in. Reverend Bookburn returns October 22nd for the themed show, Human Services Needs the Military Budget. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback, input to forthcoming themes, or to announce your birthday, request an exorcism, or a reverse exorcism, or to send anything except spam, unless it's that hilarious Jesus spam the Reverend continues to get. And, of course, if you want to send the what the Reverend loves most, cartoons, or to say that you found something on the newly uploaded want list, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. War criminal corporate ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Be sure to see reverendbookburn.com. One word, reverendbookburn.com. And as if you haven't been there in the last 8 hours, see the Reverend's Want list in the right margin at the top of the page. And if you found something, you could be heavily rewarded. But it's a lot of rare shit and stuff really hard to find. Dirty Rotten Imbeciles in the background. Tonight, the theme is The Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. And the Lard has graciously agreed to appear on the show tonight. Thank you, Lard. And welcome to The Reverend is In. The Lard is in the house. Or rather, the Lard is in the studio. And we're going to go back through time. Mr. Ed is very sick and could not be here. And the Lard chose not to go over to his home and heal him. So we're doing this without the help of new production person, Mr. Ed. And we don't have those funny noises. However, we'll just do without it. You're a king of miracles, so I'm told. And where was that Santa Claus? I mix all you guys up. But anyway, the Lard is here and has agreed to escort the Reverend back through time. So later on tonight, you're going to hear the Reverend going back through time. And I'm not sure how many pit stops we're going to have time for, but hopefully we'll meet Emma Goldman. The Lard still hasn't responded to me in my request to see the Beatles live or to talk to Kurt Cobain. But we probably will meet Emma Goldman and be at the end of the Sacco and Vanzetti trial, some witch burnings, Christian crusades and their torture enclaves, and Galileo's trial, and we are going to get to see J. Edgar Hoover in drag. We have a turntable that is now defunct here at Radio Volta, and so you cannot hear this vinyl record that was brought here tonight, the Watergate comedy album, in honor of Richard Nixon, the subject of the hilarious film Dick. And so you're not going to hear that tonight, but the Reverend promises to play that when there is a functioning turntable here. So that wasn't my fault, so I don't feel too bad about it. But when we do have a turntable, we'll play you some of the Watergate comedy record. And let's see. Tonight I want to be a little bit improved about the timing, because I don't like to take too long or too little in any segment of the show. I pledged to myself this afternoon that we were going to do a little bit of a better job with the timing, the talking parts, and the musical sets. All right, we have a film list, which is to kind of accompany the show. Of course, not during the show, but maybe as a follow-up. I'm not going to say homework, but just as we'll say as a supplement. The first is the Twilight Zone movie, which is excellent anyway. The next is in honor of the late Senator Joe McCarthy from the 50s. Good Night, Good Luck. And, of course, one of the funniest films of all time. And they even revisit the Spanish Inquisition, and it's the funniest song in film. Mel Brooks, History of the World, Part 1. Alright, Lard, are we going back in time yet, or are we going to wait until later? Alright, oh, we can't go back? We're going to go back. That's not very far. I was alive during that time. Well, this isn't a very appetizing start. The Lord is escorting the Reverend. We kind of are going through this big, like, time-space relativity kind of tunnel-looking thing like that Stargate movie. It is a rush, but we only went back to the 80s. We are here in Ronald Reagan's proctologist office, and Lard, you're so funny. Alright. The Lard wants us to experience the further adventures of Ronald Reagan's proctologist. Are you entering the backdoor orifice of President Ronald Reagan? Yes, and the prognosis looks pretty good. We are about to remove a polyp, but it is surrounded by blood. However, the blood is not his. The blood is from Nicaraguan peasants. It was a kind of a donation from the Contras after one of their civilian village massacres. And the president told me just before he went under anesthesia to sign something in his name to give them 100 million more taxpayer dollars. Are you telling me that there's Nicaraguan blood surrounding the polyp you're about to remove in Reagan's butt? Yes, it is true. And you're going to have to leave the room because I'm going to go in with my medical tools. Lard, get me out of here. I do not want to be in Reagan's proctologist room. Where are we going next? Oh, we are going to see Kurt Cobain. All right. Back to the 90s. Thank you, Lard, for this great experience of time travel. I'm back in the 90s, another time when I was alive. Kurt, I guess I would be risking changing the course of history and really fucking things up if I talked you out of killing yourself, but I think I have a duty to tell you that after you do this, not only is it going to fuck things up for Courtney Love, who's going to get all of the Yoko treatment from all kinds of assholes, but a whole lot of dipshits are going to write books about you and make movies about you, and even start laughable crap like, who really killed him? Oh no, man. I'm doing this to myself. I walked out of rehab, and as soon as I load this gun, I'm taking myself out. Alright, let me get this straight. for the sake of history, since the Lord took me back in time so I could see you, you are taking yourself out, not like what a bunch of assholes in the future are going to be writing and putting on film. It is your own doing, your own choice, a choice I wish you wouldn't do, but it is your doing, correct? Yeah, man. Like, fuck everything. Fuck the band. Fuck my career. Fuck my life. I'm taking myself out, man. I fucking had it. All right. Thank you, Kurt. I'm sorry things are turning out this way, but I do want to say that I appreciate you setting the record straight because, well, maybe you are sparing yourself a lot of grief with what is going to come out in large quantities from the land of buffoonery. All right. Thank you, Kurt Cobain. All right. Laura, take me back to the present so I could play some more music, if that's okay. I'm not trying to tell you what to do if you're the master of the universe, or at least your dad is. So what I call your dad, by the way. Daddy? Big Daddy? I'm to call your dad Big Daddy, who likes to appear and say, "Who's your daddy?" All right. Lard, thank you for that. We're going to play next set, but we can't play from the Watergate Comedy album because it is an album and this turntable's fucked up. I found out from the reggae show that's on before mine. So we're just going to jump straight into the next CD, which is also going back in time to the 90s. This is Marilyn Manson doing The Dope Show.
The shallow cops and queers swim. Haywood Broun, I don't know if any of you know the name of Haywood Broun. Haywood Broun was a great journalist of that era, of the 1920s and 1930s, and wrote a column actually for mainstream newspapers, column called It Seems to Me. And he was also, one of the organizers of the, he was an unusual journalist, one because he was a socialist, and two because he was one of the organizers of the American Newspaper Guild, which started around that time. And when people said, well, look, we had three of the most distinguished people in Massachusetts to go over the evidence, and they said these guys are guilty, and Haywood Broun wrote, yes, it is not every prisoner who has a president of Harvard University throw on the switch for him. If this is a lynching, at least the fish peddler and his friend the factory hand may take unction to their souls that they will die at the hands of men in dinner jackets or academic gowns. There were protests all over the country and all over the world. There were demonstrations in Buenos Aires and Paris and in London, all over the United States. And the lawyers kept trying to come up with new theories and new ideas and new bits of evidence. And Sacco said, forget it. It doesn't matter. They want us to die. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. It doesn't matter what legal... There are always people who think this, you know. If you can only come up with the right kind of legal argument, that the legal system will take cognizance of this. And Sacco is saying, no, you're wrong. Given who we are, and given what the legal system is, it doesn't matter what argument you make in a legal brief. They're going to put us to death. The only thing that will matter, and Vanzetti said this at another point, the only thing that will matter is if hundreds of thousands and millions of people take to the streets and create a clamor in the country. That's the only thing that might possibly stop them from killing us. Well, there were protests, but they weren't great enough and didn't match Vanzetti's standards for an enormous protest. And so... that August 23rd, 1927, Charlestown Prison, where the electric chair was, crowds gathered outside, protesters, pickets. There were machine guns mounted on nearby buildings to control the protesters. And people were beaten and people were arrested. Some distinguished literary figures participated in the demonstration, Edna St. Vincent Millay and John Dos Passos. Albert Einstein had protested against this. You know, important figures in the arts had protested against this. And the labor movement, particularly the Italian labor movement, but the labor movement had supported Sacco and Vanzetti and organized protests, but yes, they were executed. And Vanzetti had in his pocket, when he was on that streetcar in Brockton, the day he was arrested, and what he had in his pocket was a leaflet advertising a meeting where he was going to speak.
Yeah. Brookman came out of prison in 1906 after those 14 years, it was a very, very emotional reunion with him and his anarchist friends. And he and Emma Goldman were no longer lovers after this, but they remained friends for the rest of their lives. One of the most remarkable examples of a long and intense friendship, real friendship between a man and a woman, even without a sexual encounter. And in fact, 2 years after Brookman came out, she and Brookman were involved in publishing the anarchist magazine Mother Earth. And 2 years after that, she met Ben Reitman. How many of you know about her relationship with Ben Reitman? 10 people. Well, finally, I have a chance. Ben Reitman. She was doing a lecture in Chicago. She was going all around the country lecturing. And she was going to lecture in Chicago, and as usual, the police were not letting her speak and were closing meeting halls. And she was a notorious, outrageous woman, speaking about birth control, speaking about free love, saying that marriage and love had nothing in common. That marriage was an insurance contract. Marriage was an economic arrangement. Love was something else, you see. And even in 1993, there are people who would be outraged by this, right? Family values and all of that, you see. But imagine, you know, in the early 1900s, speaking sometimes in churches about free love. Minister did not know what he was getting into. I don't know why. Or maybe he did. Didn't last long as a minister, probably, after that. But so she's speaking in Chicago, but they're closing the halls to her. And see if I can... The Chicago Tribune reports how the police, when she starts to speak, drag her off the stage. This was a very common thing with her. She was constantly being dragged off the stage by the police. After being warned that she must not speak, she goes ahead and speaks, and they drag her off the stage and arrest her. And this reporter records this conversation, the police captain. "Thought you'd come here and make trouble, eh?" said the captain. "Behave yourself," Emma shot back. "Talk like a man, even if you are a policeman." The police chief, "You can't talk here." "I'll talk when I damn please." Anyway, tells you something about her, the kind of person she is, right? Not exactly a shy and retiring person.
Nobody saw nothing, nobody said nothing. We're painting the walls with peace. We'll be right back.
inocentes todos morirán. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Buscaba la justicia, buscaba comenzó cuando el otro decidió robarles. Siempre han de morir,
siempre los matarán,
siempre callarán,
aunque se asustarán.
Aquí no existen los inocentes, todos morirán. El hijo, el hermano, tu padre, tu madre. El hijo, el hermano, tu padre, tu madre. Nos viste caminando ayer por la colonia cristal. Las afueras, pintando las paredes de paz, pintando la realidad entera. El hijo, el hermano, tu padre, tu madre. El hijo, el hermano, tu padre, tu madre. Están en el fondo del río, están en el fondo del mar. Aquí no existen los inocentes, todos morirán. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Siempre han de morir,
siempre los matarán,
siempre callarán,
aunque se asustarán.
Siempre han de morir,
siempre los matarán,
siempre callarán,
aunque se asustarán.
Aquí no existen los inocentes, todos morirán.
Nobody saw nothing, nobody said nothing.
En el fondo del río, están en el fondo del mar. Aquí no existen los inocentes, todos morirán. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Nadie dijo nunca nada, nadie dijo nada. Nadie dijo nunca nada, nadie dijo nada. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada. Nadie nunca vio nada, nadie nunca vio nada.
You heard Tijuana No doing Nadi Dia Nada. Howard Zinn did I'll Talk When I Damn Please. And before that, Try Falling did Think You Lied from the CD This Just In, a benefit for Indie Media. Before that, another track from Howard Zinn entitled Execution. And both of those tracks were from Howard Zinn's Heroes and Martyrs, Emma Goldman, Sacco and Vanzetti, and The Revolutionary Struggle from AlternativeTentacles.com or akpress.org. And I thought I'd play those two tracks. It's a double CD, half on Emma Goldman, half on Sacco and Vanzetti, since we're going to visit all those folks. Before that Howard Zinn track, Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? And started off with Marilyn Manson doing The Dope Show. This is Reverend Bookburn's show. It's called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. And the Lord has graciously agreed to appear on the show tonight once again. And this time to escort the Reverend back through time. And I must say, it was very exciting going back to the 80s and the 90s, both decades I was alive in. So maybe we'll go a little further back. And I still can't get a definitive response to my request to see the Beatles live, so I have a feeling that's going to be shit canned, and I don't know how much time we're going to have actually. to travel back in time, but I don't know. I'm at his mercy, and as he points out, his dad likes to be known as Big Daddy and loves to appear before him and his guests to say, "Who's your Big Daddy?" So he does have a sense of humor. All right, Lard, are we going through that Stargate kind of tunnel thing again? All right, it is a rush, I'll give you that. Where are we going? Ah, I already know it's ancient Europe. You delivered as promised. We're back with the Christian Crusades. Oh, let's hear. Let's get in. Can they see me or hear me? I would have worn something different. Except something that's offensive even to you. But, alright. I want to hear what they're saying. They're having a meeting. I see a bunch of boats, and I have a feeling they're off for more conquest. We will announce to all the people we encounter in Africa and Latin America and the Caribbean and in that weird-ass continent above Latin America with all these strange native people, be enslaved to our empire or face death. Let us destroy your culture and replace it with ours. Give us your goods. You are slaves to our empire. You have no culture. You will submit and become like us and build churches in your own communities. You will say uncle, and you will mimic us, and you will be slaves to our empire. Oh man, this dude's harsh. When we imprison, we will torture and submit his will to those whom we deem necessary or those we choose to make an example of. He just said that's your will. We are off to conquest. Should we do something like warn the people, the Native Americans, the people in Latin and South America, the people in Africa, the Americans are coming? Alright, you brought me back here. I won't interfere. I don't want to see any of this torture shit, though. Alright. Can we go somewhere else? Is that Galileo? Oh, man. Another trial. Alright. Galileo. For having the balls to assert that it is around Earth that revolves around the sun in a galaxy and that there is no up or down, for having the balls to assert that we are a planet that rotates and a round world. We in the Spanish Inquisition shall torture you, put an end to your research, and eventually kill you. This is, like, really bumming me out. Can we go somewhere more uplifting? Are we going to see Sacco and Vanzetti? I'd love to meet those guys. Boy, I'm a Goldman, especially I'm a Goldman. Oh, this is... Oh, not Hoover. My name is J. Edgar Hoover, and the reason that you see me now with the same facial expression is because I have a run in my pantyhose. I'm here because, since you are the master of the universe, I figured it's okay for you and your guest to see me fooling around with my life partner and number two man at the FBI, Clyde Tolson, while we wear women's clothing and fondle each other. Yes, I am in public a raging homophobe, a moral crusader, an advocate for family values, a Christian supremacist, and yes, a moralizing hypocrite. Further, I use homophobic fears and prejudice, as well as people's Puritan posturing and pretense of morality, as a means to attack my enemies, whether what I'm saying is true or not. I shall attack civil rights leaders, anti-war leaders, and union leaders, and everybody else I deem necessary. And I will continue to have this facial expression, even when my panties are in a twist. I am going to bug the telephones, open the mail, and if the internet had been invented by now, I would have been doing cyber surveillance and spy work on the people responsible for that horrible issue of Slime Comics that had me on the cover wearing this very same outfit. No, I'm not a cast member of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I am the director of the FBI. From the Palmer Raids to Operation COINTELPRO. But now, this facial expression is because my panties are twisted, and I can't stand when they go deep into the crack of my ass. Oh, Lord, get me away from this guy. Normally I can handle looking at anybody, but not J. Edgar Hoover. And can we skip McCarthy? Alright, cool. Cool. No McCarthy. Right, can we meet Emma Goldman now? No? Okay. We won't meet Emma Goldman. Now, what's next? How about the Beatles? You never did tell me. Oh, a witch burning. You have been convicted before the Salem Tribunal. You have asserted intelligence while our church preaches male supremacy. You have asserted not only intelligence but healing powers. You were seen making herbal tea. You have in your home a cat. You have shown an ability to use herbs and nutrition as a means of healing. Therefore, you are obviously demonic, and therefore you are obviously a witch, and you are tortured. We are going to use gay men as firewood. They shall be your bundle of sticks, and you shall be burned in the name of the Lord. They're doing this in your name. Shh. All right. Do you have anything to say before we light the fire? Very well, then. We hope you enjoyed your 3 days of torture and your weeks of captivity. Let the flames begin. Can we go? Who's this? Oh, McCarthy. We're in the 50s. Oh, man. You got to tell my dad. We saw McCarthy in the 50s. That's right.
What's he doing? Press conference?
That's right. I'm Senator Joe McCarthy. And I believe that my blacklisting and my usually ill-conceived, unfounded attacks and destruction of the livelihoods of many, including several in Hollywood, is perceivable as being destructive, but it's such a great career move for me. And besides, hysteria and destruction can be fun. There's nothing else for me to do with myself. There's a cold war going on, and the deeper I take the hysteria, the better. But Senator, isn't this bad for your heart? Nah, I'm gonna live 100 years. I'm gonna destroy anybody who messes with me. And I'm going after Hollywood. You know that decades from now they're going to make a movie about you, good night, good luck, and you're going to be fully exposed? Let them throw their propaganda in my direction. I can face anything because I got the mighty empire behind the Cold War and its propagandists behind me. All right. Let's get out of here. This is really bringing me down. When we come back, I'm hoping that the Lord will take me to more uplifting places. Right now, we're going to let the Dead Milkmen take us someplace. Back a couple of decades, the Dead Milkmen are from Philadelphia, if you're not familiar with them. And they wrote a song about the horrors of Philadelphia rock radio, which is pretty much a reflection of all rock radio anywhere. So the references like MNR and YSP are Philadelphia area radio stations that are called the Rock Station. And XPN refers to WXPN. It's a college station that at one time was good, long before some corporate asshole took it over, I believe around 89. They actually were good and had a couple of great punk shows, some incredible jazz shows and avant-garde shows. A ton of great stuff. And they turned also into crap. And so MMR, YSP, XPN were the subjects of a song by the Dead Milkmen entitled The Big Sleazy.
Take it, boys. Yeah, my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy. That wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
Okay, we've got a call on the request line. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Will Jr.
And what do you do, Will Jr.?
I'm called to
play with
the
what can I play for you? Sorry, just play the block of the bras for the guys at the sandal store.
Oh, man, how about a block of Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, just play the block of Fleetwood Mac for the guys at the granola factory. But I'll tell you what, how about if I send you a $20,000 gift certificate from Bob and Jerry's World of Wicked?
I hate a wicked dude, thanks a
lot. We must be friends with lust and innocent shame. private swing party Friday and Saturday. Wouldn't it be nice to have a party where the couples are friendly and mellow? A low-key atmosphere where you can explore the most sensual fantasies with other aware, sensitive couples? Someone you care about without embarrassment? With privacy, good food and music, refreshments, cleanliness, and a super jacuzzi team? That's what parties at the A-Frame are all about. Call 213-659-3756. Best time to call is Friday and Saturday afternoons. See you there.
Thank you. madness bleeding. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely, not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You put your hands on your hips. Bring your knees in tight, get your pelvic thrust. It really makes you insane, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Oh, it's so dreamy, oh, fantasy creamy. So you can't see me, no, not at all. In another dimension, voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all. With a bit of a mind flip, you're into the conflict. Nothing will ever be the same. Yeah, it's out of sensation, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street just to have an adventure. When I think of a guy, gave me an evil wig. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck in the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time meant nothing, never would again. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you put your hands on your hips. You bend your knees in tight, yeah. Get the pelvic thrust. It really drives you insane, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. We'll be right back.
peace. In the name of a secure tomorrow. In the name of freedom. The United States will lead a coalition and disarm Saddam Hussein. I, Hitler.
Stuff like Prescott Bush, Bush's own grandfather, working with funding the Nazis on Wall Street.
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom, the United States will lead a coalition and disarm Saddam Hussein. Heil Hitler!
Oh my God!
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom,
if Saddam Hussein will disarm, we will lead a coalition to disarm him.
As France, Russia, Mexico, and other allies sought to water down Bush's zero-tolerance approach to Iraq, tens of thousands of anti-war protesters in Washington circled the White House on Saturday.
Oh my God!
That was a time for peace! Now it's such a time for
terrorists and tyrants.
In the name of peace, in the name of a secure tomorrow, in the name of freedom,
Oh my God!
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure-thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a very special one. Sunday, October 1st, 2006, at RadioVolta.org and ReverendBookBurn.com. and radioforall.net. Our asshole of the week is a congressman, a Republican congressman from Florida, the place that knows how to do elections properly. Republican Congressman Mark Foley, Republican Florida, who is the chairman of the Missing and Exploited Children's Caucus, who has just resigned after being caught sending sexually explicit emails to an intern under the age of 18. This is the guy that the Bushies have as the head of the chairman of the Missing and Exploited Children's Caucus. I suppose their next choice will be a priest or a Chester the Molester or somebody who compares. Mark Foley, you are asshole of the week. All right, we've heard enough of the fart sounds, to be sure. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, you heard... what? You heard Mick O'Brien doing his parody entitled Chillum Megamix. Before that, Fugazi did Repeater. Groovy Ghoulies did The Time Warp from an all-punk compilation that did covers from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Before The Time Warp, you heard The Circle Jerks doing Group Sex, Red Tape, Just Like Me, and Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Turn Me On, Dead Man did Beetle George. The Almighty Trigger Happy did Human Racist, and started off with the Dead Milkmen doing The Big Sleazy. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. And the Reverend is appreciative of the Lord transporting the Reverend and escorting the Reverend back through time through this kind of thing like the Stargate movie, in which the Reverend gets a very worthwhile rush and gets to go back in time. Lord, did you talk to your daddy? Excuse me. Did you talk to Big Daddy? And did he say anything besides who's your daddy? Are we going back again? All right. We are going back, but we're not going to get to see the Beatles live. And let's see. We have a birthday, too. Sister Rose Marie from the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker and former boss. Happy birthday, Sister Rose Marie. We have been aware of some of the tech problems, and we think that one of the two CD players might be fucked up and anything else we don't understand. And the turntable's fucked up, so you can't hear the Watergate Comedy Hour. And Mr. Ed of Radio Volta really was going to make every effort to be here, and he was going to make funny noises while we traveled back in time, but is seriously sick, and the Lord made a direct movement to the studio and neglected to go to Mr. Ed's home for a healing, but we're not complaining. However, when these shows are recorded and uploaded at radio4all.net, we have the good fortune of having mixing and editing from Pastor Rex Cat and Flock with No Shepherds, who fill in gaps, do editing, do magical stuff, and doing, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this word, miracles. So the last couple of Reverend Bookburn shows, I had problems like that, and but we're uploaded at Radio 4 All, and the gaps were well taken care of. One with a whole lot of early Frank Zappa sounds, so that was pretty cool. And so, yeah, we are working on resolving them, and then Radio Volta will go through, I don't know what kind of changes, over the next 2 weeks, but the Reverend is off on the 8th and the 15th, returning on September 22nd for the themed show, Human Services needs the military budget, and it sure does. And, Lard, I must say that I am grateful for the opportunity to go back in time. I would have kind of dug to meet Emma Goldman and Sacco and Vanzetti. And although we did see a lot of trials, a witch trial, Galileo's trial, the Christian Crusades, etc. So, well, please come back anyway. And consider escorting me back through time again and taking the book burners with us. Anything we need? Do we need, like, that magic book from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie, or anything like that? No? All right. Well, say hi to Big Daddy, and thank you, and thank you for all the miracles of the show, and check us out in 3 weeks. And, of course, let me know what you think of ReverendBookburn.com, and tell Big Daddy that if anything offends him, it was meant to make him laugh. All right. Let's see. We'll go back in time a little bit to the 1960s. This book has just come out, and it's incredible, entitled I Have America Surrounded, The Life of Timothy Leary, written by John Higgs, foreword by Timothy Leary's goddaughter, Winona Ryder, the same Winona Ryder, from Barricade Books, and some words from Paul Krasner in it. And it's worthwhile, barricadebooks.com. It's brand new, and it's an alternative to the bullshit, bogus mega biography that recently came out that was kind of like if Karl Rove wrote it, or worse. And every book about Timothy Leary that's not by him has a lot of factual bullshit in it. And the Reverend has some beefs, but I still love it. And let's see. Do just some quick readings from that, since I've been promising it for a month. From the chapter, I'll Free You, My Love, written about September 1970, when Timothy Leary escaped from prison at San Luis Obispo in California. The thought of escape had been present when he was first imprisoned 7 months earlier. During her first visit, Rosemary had looked at Tim and made him a promise. I'll free you, my love. This was at Chino, a maximum security prison used as a holding center for new prisoners. It was where convicts were evaluated and assigned to the most suitable prison to serve their time. It was here that Tim learned about his potential future homes within the California prison system. Tehachapi, San Quentin, and Folsom were all considered escape-proof. So was Vacaville, which was where the mentally disturbed were usually sent. It had a reputation for unpredictable maniacs and sudden violence, but it was not as feared as Soledad. Soledad was nicknamed Gladiator School and was notorious for homosexual rape. The only options from which escape seemed possible were the forestry camps in the mountains, and the California men's colony at San Luis Obispo. This was a minimum to medium security jail for professional and elite prisoners, but it seemed unlikely that he would be sent to either of these facilities. They were options for quiet, uncontroversial prisoners, and according to President Nixon, Timothy Leary was, quote, the most dangerous man in America. Oh, come on. The most dangerous, one of the most likable people in America. But regardless, all right. And this is later on when Tim discovers psychedelics and he's dealing with Michael Hollinshed, Aldous Huxley, and Dr. Humphrey Osmond, Richard Alpert, who became Baba Ram Dass, and others. It's generally accepted that we know that what we know to be the real world is not the real world itself, but a model constructed by our brains based on our senses and our previous experience. The brain receives information from the five senses, which it collates in order to produce a mental model of the world, and it is this that we inhabit. The model differs from true reality in many ways. We may look at a car and see that it is red, for example, but the car itself has no intrinsic color. Our notion of red comes from the way our visual system interprets the way some photons of light are reflected from the car while others are not. We may see a chair and believe that it is solid, yet science assures us that this churning soup of particles and energy is mostly empty space. It only appears to support our weight, because what particles are there repel us. We also know that there is a lot of information out there that we do not perceive, such as television signals or the fluctuations in the magnetic fields that certain animals can use to navigate with. However, we generally assume that while our model of reality is not perfect, it is at least reasonably accurate and consistent with the real world. We certainly believe that we are passively observing the world we live in rather than participating selectively in its construction. Interestingly, it seems that this is not the case. Research done in areas such as assessing the validity of eyewitness reports has shown that individuals are prone to see only what they expect to see and can ignore anything that seems anomalous or contradictory to their beliefs. In a famous experiment at Harvard University, Dan Simmons and Christopher Chabris showed volunteers a recording of a basketball game and asked them to count the number of passes made. Around 40% of the volunteers completely failed to register that early in the footage, a man in a gorilla suit walked slowly across the court, remaining clearly visible for about 45 seconds. This concept was used by Douglas Adams in his novel Life, the Universe, and Everything, to create a spaceship that could land on the field of a busy sporting event and not be seen by the crowd. The brains of the observers, the spaceship's owner knew, would reject the visual information that their eyes reported, regard it as somebody else's problem, and refuse to acknowledge its existence. Over time, we create a mental model of the real world that is strongly influenced by our beliefs, prejudices, and experience, and that model will differ from that of other people in far greater ways than is usually accepted. Then it goes on, more stuff from Alan Watts. All right, you get the idea. So, we didn't get to meet Emma Goldman, but we will play more from that Emma Goldman release. We have a couple of tunes, and then we're going to get out of here. No show next week or on the 15th, returning October 22nd for Human Services Needs the Military Budget. Updates always at reverendbookburn.com. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Please go to reverendbookburn.com and check on the want list and see if you know how to obtain any of those materials, especially on the priorities list. The Reverend thanks the following for information, inspiration, or just plain information assistance or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warp show. Thank you, Mr. Ed, who's very sick, of Radio Volta, Philly IMC, Lava Zone, Bob the Caretaker, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Edward Gold, Tim from PriestGoneWild.com, Pastor Rex Cat, Flock with No Shepherd, Dr. Susie, Mr. Zvi, Mr. Scott, Ms. Terry, Lord Jesus, Justin, Lady Simone, Mephistopheles, Diane Fornbacher, ProChoiceLeague.org, Alternative Tentacles, Joe Keithley from DOA and Sudden Death Records, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Holy Buddy Mary, Laura Riskell, Lady Pixan, Cecilia Firethunder, Dallas Blanchard, Barf, Biblical America Resistance Front, Paul Krasner, Infidel Guy, Everlasting Godstopper, Dark Lady, Clinic Defenders Everywhere, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Deicide, Darren Deicide, that is, Catherine Moon, All Ibogaine Researchers, Tube Scorcher, Chris James, Lobo Red, St. Anne Marie, Sea Haggy, Lila Walla, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, the Lucy RCAA and Raheel pro-choice groups, Axis of Music, Birthday Girl, Sister Rosemary, all of Radio Volta to Bookburners Worldwide and to D. Monica. Thank you from Reverend Bookburn. Let's play something from Government Satire entitled Strike Anywhere Inquisition.
Murderers, murder, patience on God. pay for God, he pays the price. You 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 pay for God, he pays the price.
You heard Defiant Trespass doing Murder is Murder, and Government Satire before that doing Strike Anywhere, Inquisition. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps, and we are done. Returning October 22nd for Human Services Needs the Military Budget, and updates at reverendbookburn.com. Gonna close out with a song by Helmet and then get out of here. This is Helmet doing Impressionable. Good night.
dear listeners, an almost perfect show. But ran out of tape in the middle of the Helmet song. Sorry about that. I thought I'd leave the Bunny Rabbit song by the Jefferson Airplane in there, called White Rabbit. And to celebrate how well the show came out, I'm going to celebrate by throwing in a Kitty Cat song by Donald Fagen. It's called Morph the Cat. Good night.
We still love our father, and therefore we have no choice. And